the discovery and publication of Antonio Penn's lost work. A Good Omens multivoice Podvic, written by Luin Lothana and voiced by
Jatania as Aziraphale,
Mouse K as Crowley,
and Chop as narrator. It was the oddest thing, Crowley discovered, to forget one's own handwriting. Well, maybe not strictly forget-forget, but have it morph beyond any recognition with enthusiastically welcoming biros and generally drifting away from letter-writing to occasionally jotting down a quick note, more often than not on a less than even surface. Still, there was something off about staring at something you've written and having no idea how to make it look like the old pages you've covered with your writing years ago. The old page part wasn't a problem, mind. It would take barely a thought to convince the paper to age rapidly and reject any modern additions that could make it distinguishable from its 18th century counterpart. But handwriting was something different. You inserted part of yourself into the words you put on paper, and there was no other way to do it but by actually writing the words down on the blessed page. Why couldn't he have come up with the idea of anonymously writing poems a bit earlier? Sumer, for example. Sumer would have been a great choice. He was pretty sure there weren't many people around who could tell there was something off about somebody's handwriting in cuneiform. Of course, publishing business wasn't all that in back then, but it wouldn't have been the first innovation he surreptitiously introduced because he thought Aziraphale might appreciate the result. That is to say, he introduced not to lose his touch in convincing humans to try something new that could potentially be twisted into turning evil. He made a name for himself doing that, after all. Which in absolutely no way helped his current predicament. He stared at the page in front of him, where the words he had written absolutely refused to look the way they were supposed to. And it had been such a great plan, too. In retrospect, perhaps that should have alerted him to the problem. He distinctly remembered thinking that when he inspired the management of the White Star Line to go break a few records and let him enjoy some resulting vanity. When he visited the bookshop a week ago, he found the angel in the middle of rearranging his book collection. That, in itself, wasn't particularly surprising, or rather, it belonged firmly in the category of the natural order of things. What did catch the demon by surprise was the fact that this made him notice a few familiar tomes of his poetry on the stack of books awaiting their new placement on the shelves. As soon as the angel casually caressed the spine of one of the books, and remarked on his fondness for their author, Crowley's rational mind must have switched off for a second, because the next thing that he registered properly was being scolded by Aziraphale for accidentally arranging a whole section in alphabetical order. He couldn't focus properly after that, to the point that when he was making his way home, he accidentally obeyed the traffic laws the entire way. That look on Aziraphale's face, as he spoke of his poetry, had permanently settled in his mind and wouldn't let go of him. Crowley couldn't properly recall how the pile of paper had found itself on his deck. It was a toss between his urgent need and very firm expectation. What he did know was that when he finally could gather his thoughts properly, there were already 20 sheets of paper covered with a scrawl, as if all the poetry he had tried to stifle within himself for so many decades finally found an outlet again. That was when the idea started to fully take shape. He would rewrite those properly, in a better, more traditional handwriting, pretend to find the manuscript in some old book, sell the story to some online news outlet, and get the poems published. Then buy Aziraphale the new book and, should he find the courage, and when Aziraphale seemed in the proper mood, casually bring the angel's attention to the careful wordplay on page 6 that made it clear the poem was written for him. The plan was going well at first. He found a thick old book that he intended to use for the revelation, got over the fact that it could never hide so many pages, brought it to Aziraphale to compensate for having a bit less time for casual lunches as he was busy with plotting, spent 3 days going from antique shop to antique shop looking for a box that would suit his needs, finally realized on a fourth day that he could simply miracle the box into existence, prepared an airtight backstory for the news, and sat down to finally rewrite the poems properly. Which was the point at which the plan started going awry. How was a demon supposed to know that a skill you didn't practice will apparently tell you to shove it and evaporate? After innumerable tries, he was prepared to give the whole venture up as a failure, but then he remembered the look on Aziraphale's face when he spoke of Antonio Penn. He poured himself something that made many an artist go from their classical stage to avant-garde and try it again. The result wasn't perfect, but the shape looked vaguely familiar, so he supposed he was getting there. When he was finally ready with the pages that now looked properly worn with the passage of time, it was almost too easy to finalize the plans. Funny how eager the news sites can get when there miraculously are no accidents, no tragedies, and no scandals to be found in the whole of UK on a given day. Preventing those, he argued to himself, was a perfectly valid use of demonic powers because it gave people the feeling that something was being hidden from them. The story was picked up enthusiastically, and he prepared himself for the next stage of his plan when a knock on his door drew his attention. It was the kind of knock that stays impeccably polite while stating very clearly that it won't take a no for an answer. The look on Aziraphale's face when Crowley opened the door was somewhere between hurt and astonished, and the demon absolutely didn't know what to make of that.
Crowley, why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what, Angel?
Please, my dear. I knew there were things you couldn't tell me back in the day. Not that it always stopped you, but this was never one of them. Didn't you trust me?
Of course I trusted you.
Crowley assured, still desperately hoping Aziraphale wasn't referring to what he thought he was.
I trust you, Angel. Always have.
Why, then? Have I ever said anything that led you to believe that I wouldn't appreciate your poetry? That, having so many shared experiences, they wouldn't evoke any feelings for me?
Was going to tell you, Angel. Had a whole plan. How did you find out, anyway?
Please, my dear, you weren't terribly subtle about it. As soon as I heard that Penn's unknown poems had been discovered, I went on the computer to learn some more. It's such a clever machine, you know, giving one all those pictures so readily. Those in the story depicted the old manuscripts and compared them to the new ones that were found. Did you think I wouldn't recognize your handwriting? And to think that all that time I had regretted never having any of the tomes signed by the author. I do hope you realize I expect you to rectify the fact.
The end.